This podcast is a part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
A theatrical landmark, a musical about obesity, and was Willy Loman Jewish? All that and more on Theater Geeks News for May 20th, 2012. Coming right up. Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks News for May 20th, 2012. I'm Dave Dufour, and I'm back from kind of a hiatus doing this show for you. This was, this show has been intended to be a kind of an alternate week show to our regular panel discussions, and kind of went on a little bit of a hiatus while I was kind of figuring a few things out and making some plans for possible changes to the way we're going to be doing the shows. Nothing major in terms of John and Marsh aren't going anywhere, and we're still going to be doing the podcast, but going to be doing some more in terms of trying to really maybe market this show a little bit harder and build the audience and make it more enjoyable and maybe involve some of you folks as well a lot more. In fact, I'd really like to do that, get more involvement from our audience members, get an idea of the kinds of things that you'd like to hear about and learn about and have us discuss during our panel discussion. We've got some great interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks. As some of you know, we record several episodes kind of at once in a gang, and in our next session, which is going to be in about a week here, we're going to be talking to a couple of interesting folks. One of them is going to be Ed Trout, who is the artistic director for Comedy Sports in Indianapolis, and we're going to kind of see what goes on in Comedy Sports and give you an idea of what they do and the kind of shows they do. Comedy Sports has locations around the country, and we'll find out more about that. We're also going to be talking to Diane Rao, who is the and I hope I'm saying that right. It's either Rao or Roe. It's R-O-W-E, who is in sales, actually, for the company Center Stage Software. And Center Stage Software makes a program called WebTix and WinTix, which are kind of, I guess they actually talk to each other to some degree. But they are programs that allow for online selling and management of ticketing for all kinds of theaters, but a lot of community theaters use their system, and we want to talk about that and how going to online ticketing really benefits community theaters a great deal. If you have a regular and a full season, it makes a lot of sense to do the online ticketing, because that's the way people are buying these days. Anyway, it's a little bit off the beat. It's more of a business topic, actually, for community theater, but we're going to be talking about that. I'm looking forward to that. It should be actually pretty interesting, and maybe get some tips on how to make online ticketing work well for you and your theater. A couple of pieces of news today. Not a heavy, heavy news week, but a couple of interesting articles. The first one, this is something that I think I'm almost sure is going to become a regular a panel discussion episode, but there was an article in the New York Times, and you'll have a link to the show notes, or link to this article in the Times from the show notes. This is on the whole subject of something called ovation inflation, and it's a topic. It's one of Marcia's I want to say pet peeves, but it's one of her critiques that it was happening in audiences, and apparently she's seen this in New York and every place else and a lot of other places, that audiences are tending to applaud too much. You know, a show can be good, and it might be really good, but not every show and not every performance deserves a full blown standing ovation. That used to be kind of like for creme de la creme kinds of performances, absolutely above and beyond, and performances that were incredibly moving or incredibly incredibly high-impact kinds of performances. Anyway, this is an article by, let me double-check the author on this, by Ben Brantley, who's the regular theater critic at the Times, or one of them. And he said, I'm just going to read one paragraph, and you can look at the rest of it. And I'm sure this is going to come up in a panel discussion. I would like to make the case officially and urgently for the return of the sitting ovation. I love that. Because we really have reached the point where a standing ovation doesn't mean a thing. And that's what we're talking about. Ovation inflation. If you stand up every time, then what do? You know, jump up and down, fly around, you know, pull your hair out. I don't know. Pretty much every show you attend on Broadway these days ends with people jumping to their feet and beating their flippers together like captive sea lions whose zookeeper has arrived with a bucket of fish. This is true even for doomed stinkers that find the cast taking their curtain calls with the pale, hopeless mien of patients who have just received a terminal diagnosis. Okay. So anyway, and then the article goes on from there. And it's pretty... pretty interesting, and I think it makes a good point, and we'll talk about that later on. Another article that came up in the Times that I saw this past week, and this is by Samuel Friedman, talks a little bit about there was apparently in early 1951, there was a Yiddish play, and I cannot pronounce this because it's a Yiddish title, called Teutfun a Salesman. If I said that right or not, but it was essentially a translation into Yiddish of Death of a Salesman. And it was performed, this was after Death of a Salesman had already maybe closed, but there's just kind of a historical look and wondering kind of what Arthur Miller was going for and why didn't Willie Loman and his family seem to be of any particular religion? Why was that? Was it because he wanted to kind of make Willie more universal a character, and you know, introducing an aspect of religion might have defeated part of that purpose, or was there some Judaism in the character? Anyway, just kind of an interesting look, and apparently this is something that critics and scholars and followers of Arthur Miller's play have been talking about for a long time, but it's just another kind of a look at it here. This is the third, I got a third article from the Times here. This is by Robin Finn, but it talks about a New York City landmark, in my opinion, and it's sort of a landmark that's moved around a lot, so I guess I don't know if that really qualifies as a landmark, but the Drama Bookshop, which the last time I was there happened to be on 7th Avenue, and it's been moved for quite a number of years now. So, and I haven't been back to the new location, which I believe is down, I guess it's in Midtown Manhattan, but it may have moved even a couple of times since the last time I saw it. But apparently it got very, very expensive where they were because of, you know, all the revitalization of Times Square. But the Drama Bookshop is just like any book you could imagine, obscure, well-known, whatever, about theater. And last time I was in there, it was kind of on the second floor of a building, and there were obviously, young actors, people who were trying to get work, or, you know, students as well, sitting on the floors reading the books all over the place. And it was kind of a grungy little store. But I think the newer locations are probably, from the pictures here, it looks like they are, it's a nicer location. But it had everything there, just everything there. And, you know, scripts, playbooks, books about acting, tech, anything you wanted. And it was just a great way to spend an hour or so, or a couple of hours, if you wanted to, in a great environment, just sort of, you know, soaking up theater lore, if you wanted to, looking at the books and of course buying a few. And it's a great great experience. So if you get a chance, if you're in New York City, the Drama Bookshop is a lot of fun, and there's a good article about it in the Times this time around. BroadwayWorld.com has actually, this is a link to a video that was put together by by a website called College Humor, but it's a job interview. It's a spoof of a job interview. Hugh Jackman applying to be a teacher, and applying to be a teacher as though it was a role for which he was going to audition. Just kind of a humorous kind of a look. Anyway, there's a link to that in there. What's on stage.com, which covers theater in England, reports on a musical with about 120 folks in the cast that is called Epidemic, and it's about obesity. It's about the problems of obesity, and they developed a company. It's 120 volunteers, age 16 to 60, involved in this production. And it started about 18 months ago. They asked about 500, the producers asked about 500 Londoners, you know, what do you care about? And they got on, you know, they got all kinds of things, politics, you know, religion, you know, the war in Middle East, you know, what, you know, terrorism, all kinds of things. But somehow obesity kept and mental health, weight and mental health kept coming up again. And so once those kind of became kind of dominant, and they had workshops for writers and things like that, and developed the developed a storyline, I guess, around this. And I really don't know much more about it than that, but it just sounds like kind of an interesting thing. It just shows you that, you know, the theater is pretty alive and can and really and changes and really addresses all manner of social problems. I mean, if you thought that, you know, some theater was becoming maybe too much, pure entertainment or pure fluff, maybe not. It's still, you know, it's still a vital force and it's a social force, and it can get into issues that you would never imagine could actually be presented in an entertaining way. So this looks like it might be kind of fun. If nothing else, it's unusual. So 78th Annual Drama League Award winners were announced. This is yet another awards organization. Drama League Awards were, this is in New York. This is reported by Backstage.com. And the link will be in the show notes. Let's see. I want to run through these kind of quickly. Philip Seymour Hoffman. He presented an award. Distinguished plays was something called Other Desert Cities. The distinguished revival of a play was given to Death of a Salesman, which stars Philip Seymour Hoffman. Cynthia Nixon presented an award for distinguished production of a musical to the show Once. Distinguished revival was given to a revival of Follies, Stephen Sondheim's Follies. John Lithgow presented the award for distinguished performance to Audra McDonald, who is in the revival of Porgy and Bess, which is also on Broadway. There's a number of other awards here too, and you might want to just kind of check those out. Sometimes the awards do steer you to shows that are not strictly the tourist class shows that, you know, we all know about. I don't want to say that in a deprecating manner. You know, tourist class shows, some of them are darn good. Les Miserables is one of my favorites, and I would suspect that that's, you know, a tourist class show in some respects. It's one that is heavily attended by the tourists, but it also, these kinds of awards can also, these are what some of the people in the business kind of respect. And it looks like there are some meatier types of shows in here as well. One other little piece of news, this is sort of ongoing news, but there will be six new primetime TV series are going to be made in New York City upcoming in the 2012-2013 season. This has been going on for a while. More and more shows are being produced in New York, and for a long time, television kind of, you know, started in New York, went to LA, and now some of it at least is coming back, and it's kind of nice. I think there's several reasons. There may be some cost issues, but actually our friend Dee Dee Lovejoy could probably tell us a little bit more about that if we ever get a chance to ask her on a show. But New York is just such a great backdrop for stories. You know, a lot of stories do well as New York stories because there's a lot of great locations, and the city, of course, is kind of geared for it. And so, it's nice to see television coming back there and, and maybe even, hopefully maybe more motion pictures as well. But TV is that's a lot. That's a good economic boost for the city and it helps. And so that's all I've got in terms of basic news stories. I usually glean stories from backstage.com. This time we had a number of stories from the New York Times. Playbill, I usually have something. I don't have anything from Playbill this time. And then I basically troll a lot of the internet for some of those stories to just kind of relay to you and point you towards them in the show notes. American Association of Community Theater events coming up. June 9th is WACTON 2012 in Hartford, Wisconsin. And WACTON, WACTON. Let me see if I can quickly bring that up and see what that actually is. Have no idea what WACTON stands for. Let me see. Okay. Wisconsin Association of Community Theater, ON. I don't know what the ON part of that is exactly. Anyway, that's coming up in June 9th in Hartford, Wisconsin. I'm sure it's probably their festival, I'm guessing. The Minnesota Association of Community Theaters Fast Fest is 2012 is taking place on June 16 in Lakeville, Minnesota. The Eastern Massachusetts Association of Community Theaters Drama Festival June 28th through 30th in Chelmsford. These are all linked, by the way, so you can get links right into the AACT site and from there get to the organizations if you have an interest in attending or for that matter, participating in these events. AACT's New York Convention, we've mentioned this a number of times, is July 10 through 15. July 10 through 15 in New York City. And I don't know where registrations stand on that right now. Go to the AACT website and double check and you can find out if they are sold out or not. I'm going to look here real quick to see if I can give you any of that at all. But I'm guessing it's not sold out for the conference part of it. I am going to be pretty sure that some like Book of Mormon, they had tickets for Book of Mormon as a group. I'm pretty sure that those are sold out. They've got tickets for Warhorse. They are, the nice thing about this conference too is Ken Ludwig is going to be guest of honor and going to be giving I guess he's going to be speaking or doing a workshop or something like that. So you'll get a chance to meet Ken Ludwig, who wrote "Lend Me a Tenor," "Moon Over Buffalo," "Crazy for You," "Leading Ladies." I did a show that called "Postmortem" that I directed at our community theater. Really great show. It's based on the original actor who played Sherlock Holmes on Broadway, in 1899, and cool story, all totally fiction, but it's sort of based on the guy. So Ken Ludwig, that'll be a good event. The last event that's listed here, the Oklahoma Community Theater Association Octafest 2012 is taking place July 11 through 15 in Tonkawa, T-O-N-K-A-W-A, Oklahoma. So that's the news from Theater Geeks News. Don't forget, we've got a couple of great upcoming episodes. That's right. Ed Trout, Artistic Director of Comedy Sports, and Diana Rowe from Center Stage Software are going to be at least two of the upcoming episodes, and there will be, I'm sure, more great conversation from the panel. I'm Dave Dufour, and that's it for me on Theater Geeks News for this week. Hold on, I almost forgot. Our Twitter follower of the week is the Clarendon Players that are in Royal Wootton Bassett, England. They are an award-winning amateur dramatic group I'm reading from their site here, in their 43rd year of staging plays there. They are currently getting ready to produce something called, starting June 14th through 16th, it's called My Own Show. It's a play by Leslie Bruce. And it's called My Own Show, in which the fickle nature of fame, the difficulties faced by older women in the media, and the vagaries of friendship are hilariously dissected. So, hey, thanks for following us. and hope that those of you who are in the area there in the Royal Wooten area, check out the Clarendon Players Comedy My Own Show. Thanks for following us.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.